Welcome to Shortcuts, a weekly online broadcast brought to you by IBM Workplace. Together with the industry experts, we're here to help you get the most of everyday internet and email tools to make your life online more productive and more fun. If you've got a question, we'll find the answer. Just write us at cuts@us.ibm.com. I'm George Faulkner.
And I'm Jennifer Clemente. This week's question came to us via email. It reads, how do I tell if an email is phish?
On the phone with us today from Flowery Branch, Georgia, is Rocky Oliver, who works for Lotus Software inside IBM. He also runs a blog called Lotus Geek that covers all things Lotus. Thanks for joining us today, Rocky.
You bet.
How do you figure out if a pretty legitimate-looking piece of mail is actually attempting to get your personal information?
Well, there's a few steps that I go through when I'm evaluating it. First thing is, take a look at the domain for the URL. Instead of putting in the whole URL, just grab that domain and enter that into your browser and see what it comes back at. A lot of these sites are simply front ends for spammers or things like that. So you can kind of get an idea that they're trying to gather personal information from people for things like identity theft or phishing, as you mentioned earlier. Another thing you may look at is the construction of the email itself. Is there any misspellings? Is it formatted strangely? Do the graphics look clean? These are all pretty telltale signs. The next thing you want to do is look for identifying phrases or things in the email. Like if they happen to put an email address or a phone number or a name of a company in there, if you Google those things, you are almost certainly going to find out tons of information about them.
Now, Rocky, is there a place that you can report any place that's collecting all of these hoaxes?
There are a couple places. Snopes.com, which is great for hoaxes, does some collection of those. There's another site as well that if it's virus-driven or like if you get an attachment and you just really want to click on that attachment but you're scared to, which is good, then you can go to a site called the Symantec Antivirus Research Center, which is SARC.com. It's put on by Symantec, which obviously writes Norton Antivirus. You can go there and look up viruses and Trojans and things like that, like on file names or email content and things like that. And when you enter it, it will give you back information about that particular virus or hoax. And it will tell you, you know, what the payload is, what's the severity, what's the damage. And almost always, they even have a free tool that you can use to clean up the virus or Trojan that you got on your system. If you couldn't resist the temptation and you open the file anyway, they usually have a little fix that they'll give you for free.
So, George, do you know anybody who's ever been taken by one of these internet scams?
Well, in regard to phishing, no. You ever gotten sucked into any of these scams yourself? Or?
Well, thank God I haven't, but I do have members of my family who often send me virus warnings that are not valid, or they'll send me... I even get chain mail. Remember chain mail?
Sure.
Sure, the Mother Teresa or the Saint Teresa's prayer, I still get that. There's many things that are still floating around out there, and it really makes me realize just how vulnerable people still are.
We have some time here at the end for one more item from our mailbag. A listener mailed us asking, why is all the print on IBM's website so small I can't see it? Well, we mailed the IBM.com webmaster, who wrote us back saying that all font sizes are displayed in the browser relative to a base size, which users can increase and decrease from the browser menu bar. In Internet Explorer, for instance, go to View, Text Size, and select the base size you need. Hope that helps.
For a transcript of today's show, visit us on the web at ibm.com/shortcuts. There you'll find more information on this week's topic.
And again, if you've got a question for our experts, write us at cuts@us.ibm.com. From all of us at Shortcuts, thanks for listening.